Y94, just before 7 o'clock, Zero, Amy Kane, Joel D, a.k.a. the Love Doctor!
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, love doctors, you are the love gurus. My girlfriend and I recently came to the realization that we have to break up. We really do care for each other, but both of us have a lot to work to do personally before we can even be a good partner to anyone, let alone each other. I wouldn't mind being friends with her, but I don't know if that can actually be done. What are kind of ground rules that you would have to lay to actually be friends with an ex? Well, probably you can't be hooking up.
With the actual ex?
Probably number one on the list, yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think you guys need time apart.
I feel like the hardest part about it is to set the boundary that you know that the actual relationship is over, right? Because a lot of the times, like, the conversation still always leans towards or goes towards what you had versus what you are currently. And sometimes there's always the one person that will, like, reminisce about something else or bring up, like, well, why aren't we together? Like, remember when we did this? Like, that's the hard part, because with friendship, that's what you do. You tell stories, you talk, you know each other, but, like, you've known each other, like, in a relationship form. So it's a hard thing to be able to set that boundary on.
In this fellow situation where you're talking about you each have work to do on yourselves, you know, unless you're just saying that, if you actually feel that way, why don't you focus on that?
That's what I think. That's why I don't think it's a good idea.
And then, you know, circle back to each other as friends or whatever after you feel like that work is done. Maybe a safe play. Love doctors, love doctors. You are the love gurus. I'm in charge of training many new employees at work. And with one in particular, we hit it off right away. We ended up hooking up the weekend after we first met. And now it feels super awkward at work because I think it is probably just a hookup. Though I'm getting the impression she would like to be a couple. But that's really awkward because we work together and she is a trainee and I am technically her manager. How do I explain? I'm totally okay with hooking up, but we can never have it show at the office and we will never be in a relationship.
Why did you not say that at the beginning when this first happened? How are you waiting until now? You've already hooked up with her. You need to have the conversation. I don't think you should continue to hook up, especially if she's trying to be in a relationship with you.
I agree with that, but also I'm going to add to that the fact that it was probably stipulated at some point. Like, it was probably specified that this was just going to be a hookup, and one of them missed the cue on that, and then it turned into whatever it is now. So I'm sure the conversation was there, right? Maybe.
I don't know if people tend to be that detailed when they're, you know, getting naked after meeting each other 3 days earlier. The problem is that you dipping your pen into company ink, I would just go ahead and knock that off. That's going to be an issue. But if you are going to keep doing that, you're going to have that blunt conversation. And not everybody's super receptive to you looking them in the eye and be like, you know what? I could never see being in a relationship with you, even though you clearly feel like you could be that way with me, but I'm totally okay seeing you naked and doing the naughty. That's totally fine. We'll mattress mambo as much as you want to, but eventually I'm going to get bored of you and move on. That conversation is often not welcome by a lot of people, or they make the mistake of going, you know, I hear what you're saying to me and I'm going to agree to it, but I'm sure you're going to fall in love with me the more we do this.
Exactly. I feel like that tends to be another situation too. You have to have that clear conversation and then, you know, just kind of see where it goes from there, I guess.
And finally today, love doctors, you are the love gurus. I know I'm not the first to raise this conversation or Google this conversation or maybe even message you guys about this conversation, but it just makes me feel really paranoid. My wife and I have found that we actually have a more successful seeming marriage when we have our own separate bedrooms. I have more or less completely moved into the guest bedroom and it's kind of become my man cave slash bedroom. Occasionally we will, if you get what I'm putting down, join each other in one or the other, but we seem to, because of each of our various snoring and light sleeping habits, have a more happy marriage if we have separate bedrooms. I've told this to some of my friends and coworkers, and they say this is a red flag and a sign it's the end, but I feel like it might work for us. Do you think we're drifting apart if we have different sleeping arrangements?
Absolutely not. You said it works for you guys. If something works for you, it might not work for others. It's working for you. Go for it. I wasn't feeling good these past 2 days. I was sleeping on the couch the other day.
Yeah, you know, I think that you'd be surprised how often that works better for people. You know, if it works, it works.
That's the whole thing. Back in the day, that's what they used to do, too. They had their own little twin beds in the side of the bedroom, and then they would just kiss you and roll back over or walk over, I guess, to their own beds. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You need a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys otherwise are doing good and you both seem happy with it, you know, different things work for different people, and especially in this day and age, people do some much wilder things than have two separate bedrooms. As long as you feel like it's going okay for you, I think you're probably okay. I'll say, you know, marriage takes some effort, takes some work, takes some sacrifice, and if what it takes to be happy is you have your own bedroom, I mean, that's all right. You seem to like it anyway.
Yeah, if someone's keeping you up from snoring, I think that's going to cause more like resentment and anger because you'll never get a good night's sleep. If you're sleeping good, do this.
Yeah, I like that you guys are every once in a while, you know, vacationing, Airbnb-ing in each other's spaces. That helps.
Yeah, I like that that's what it's called. All I know is like if I ever hit the lottery, if I ever become super rich, I'm going to have an episode on MTV Cribs. I'm going to have a rebooted just for one Joel D episode, and I'm going to have a special little room just for that type of thing, right? My sleeping room, and then there's the other room. That's the whole thing. Even if you don't want to sleep with me, we at least have that room.
Remind me who hosted that show, because I can't come up with the name.
I can't either.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did.
It absolutely did. They
no,
hosted the show.
No, it was themselves. Whosever house it was.
Oh, you know, I'm thinking of Pimp My Ride, actually. I'm confusing
exhibit?
The two.
And
yeah,
that was Exhibit. Yep.
That was good times. Good times. Could you bring that show back, too, with your lottery money?
Yeah, because you'll probably have a cool van.
I don't know if cool is the right word,
but you'll have a new van.
It would be pimped out for sure. It would be the first one on the episode or season.
Everybody
I would
watching
hope.
MTV would be like, what is this? Who is this guy? You know, he won the lottery.
I'm just going to make my own TV station
Wait,
now.
It's going to be one show, Pimp My Ride and MTV Cribs, because he's living in his van.
Oh, here we go.